As you've been hearing on NPR and WNYC, Connecticut state lawmakers are set to vote tomorrow on a bipartisan gun control agreement that they say is the most sweeping in the nation. Governor Daniel Malloy says he plans to sign the bill. He joins us now to talk about it. Governor, welcome back to WNYC.
Great to be with you.
The bill calls for registering some of those who've been convicted of gun crimes. Tell me about this provision. How would it work?
If you've been convicted, you would be required to be on the registry, and we would keep track of where you are and what you're doing, I suppose, and making sure that you're not buying guns. I guess in some senses it's akin to other crime registries that exist.
Right, like sex offenders, right?
Exactly.
And Connecticut, as far as you understand, is the first state to do this.
To have a separately constituted and maintained list of individuals who should not and cannot own guns, yes.
And the state did this because the federal registry system is so filled with loopholes and improvements to it are stuck on Capitol Hill?
Yeah, it certainly is part of it. We're doing a number of things in this bill, including eliminating the sale of assault weapons in our state. Requiring people to register and be approved for buying ammunition, requiring people to be trained with respect to the purchase of certain weapons that we've only previously required for handguns, for instance. This is a sweeping piece of legislation that will move us in the direction of being a safer state.
This bill bans new gun magazines with 10 bullets or more, but gun control advocates, even several Newtown families, wanted them banned for current owners as well. Tell me about that, and do you see this as a concession?
Well, there were those of us who advocated that we should not allow those magazines to be owned in the state of Connecticut. Ultimately, on a bipartisan basis, a decision was made to allow those people who currently own larger capacity magazines to own them, to keep them in their house, or to keep them at a gun range, but not to have them out in the public with any more than 10 rounds loaded. But also understand that the citizens are going to have to declare that they have those larger capacity. In essence, you're going to have to register your large capacity magazines as of the date that this legislation passes.
So if I have large capacity magazines in my stockpile now, I will need to register with the state saying this is the ammunition that I have. How are you going to get people to comply with this?
Well, if you don't comply, you're breaking the law. And if you're caught, you could go to jail.
Is confiscation involved? I know that was an issue in New York when a similar proposal came up before New York's legislature.
Well, I think, how do I answer that? We're not intending to confiscate magazines or firearms from anyone except those people who are found to not be eligible to own that. So if you are a felon and have used violence in the past, or if you have an active restraint order against you, then yeah, you're going to have to give up your gun.
How does this legislation address mental health and school security?
Well, it does have some provisions with respect to both of those things, including some funding for additional school security, hardening of infrastructure.
So do you think this legislation could have stopped the shooting at Sandy Hook from happening?
Well, it could have stopped it from having involved large capacity magazines or assault weapons. We're going to have a true assault weapon ban in our state of Connecticut. You will not be able to buy that kind of weapon in the state of Connecticut again.
Governor Daniel Malloy of Connecticut joining us to talk about gun control legislation that Connecticut's lawmakers are set to vote upon tomorrow. Governor Malloy, thanks for joining us on WNYC.
Thank you. You have a good day.
This is WNYC.